What if you could increase your boutique's business by 20% over the next 30 days? No, I'm serious. 20% over the next 30 days. I'm going to give you an overview of how to do it in this video. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm your host, Emily Benson, corporate merchant turned boutique owner turned consultant. I want you to start, grow, and scale your boutique business right here with me. If you're ready to master your mindset, margins, and marketing, you're in the right place. Welcome back to my channel. My name is Emily Benson. And if we haven't met yet, hey, I am a boutique consultant and coach. I love helping boutique owners succeed, and I see always the potential to make more money with so many boutiques that contact me or that are in my Facebook group that I want to share some of the secrets that I use with some of my top boutiques that are making millions of dollars. I want to share those with you right now. Okay, so you're probably sitting there thinking, wait a minute, 20% in 30 days, what does that look like? Well, for you, let's do some math. 20% is a lot of money for a business, but it's also not that hard. So let's think about what 20% would look like in the next 30 days for you, okay? So maybe you're a boutique, maybe you're making $1,000 a month. So in the next month, $1,000 times 0.2, an extra $200, okay? What would that mean to you? Would that excite you? Now, let's say you're making $10,000. Well, no, let's back it off. Let's say $8,000 times 20%, that's an extra $1,600, okay? Now, if you're using good margin, that means that's some extra profit dollars in your pocket. 20% in 30 days, how do we actually do that? Well, first of all, you need to make sure that you have inventory, okay? If you don't have inventory, then that's okay. Let's talk about how to use the inventory you have or that you're gonna buy to make that extra 20%. Now, the first thing to think about is what has already been selling in my boutique business? What's working? What has been a hit? And you might think, I'm going to say, oh, go buy more of that. I'm not. Buy something similar or like it. I call them sisters and cousins. So your sister or your cousin might look like you, they might sound like you, but they're not you. Get it? So you're going to buy something that's a sister or cousin product to what you're selling really well. Because if your customer is already bought into something that's really working, then you're in a position where you have the opportunity to buy more in a different color, in a different print, in a bit of a different style, and potentially charge a little bit more for it. So that's going to maybe make you that 20% extra, but by adding a few more dollars to that retail price. Now, hopefully the wholesale is about the same as what you've been selling, but it's really interesting to think about how when you bring something back in and it's a little bit different, but it's kind of the same, we actually can charge 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 more dollars for it, depending on the quality, depending on the value. Now, if you need more help about how to price inventory, I'm gonna put a link where you can see more above me and below me. So pricing inventory is really interesting. Let's talk a little bit about it. Like I said, you can go to those videos after this to understand a little bit more in depth my thought process. But when you're pricing products, I find more often than not, people are pricing too low. You could make 20% more in the next 30 days simply by adding $2, $4, $6, $10 more to all your prices, or only to the items that you think are too low. Now, what I find most often is someone will say, well, but Emily, I would never pay that for that item. Well, first and foremost, it's not pure because you know how much it costs. You bought it. You know the cost of it. You have to take yourself out of it. You have to go find that ideal customer, that friend, that person who you're like, I am buying for that person. You have to ask them, how much would you pay for this? How many times are you going to wear it? What's the value of those times that you're going to wear it? Now, listen, think about this. So many people don't want to charge more for like an everyday item when someone's going to get way more wear out of it. They think, oh, well, I'll charge more for like a nice dress that someone would wear to a wedding, but you're only going to wear that once. So yes, is there value in it because you are at an event, so you want to look good. Maybe the material is, you know, more expensive and you're going to have that piece for a while. Maybe you wear it to multiple weddings because you go to different friend groups or whatever, right? But think about this. The idea that you can't charge more for something that might be a more basic or everyday or something, I'm going to kind of wear it all the time. You should be charging a little bit more for that, right? I think that's the craziest thing, because what you're doing is you're saying that the cost per wear of that item is going to be way better because someone might spend $30 on it, but they're going to wear it 30 times. So as you're pricing things, this is some of the easiest ways to make 20% more in your boutique in the next 30 days. This piece of it is important, is understanding your pricing. Because if you don't really look long and hard at how you're pricing product, is it really accurately priced? Or did I kind of skimp on it? Or did I way overprice it? There are some things that I'm like, I would never pay that for that. There is a happy medium where it's well priced and it's affordable, but it's representative of the value of the item. Now, if you're struggling to find inventory that you feel like you can even get higher margins or you can charge more for, I want you to go ahead and download my free Where to Buy Inventory guide. It's going to walk you through where to buy inventory, some of my favorite vendors that will give you these amazing margins and give you the ability to pay less and charge more. And inside that guide, it's 10 pages, how I shop, how I would buy. It's a lot. So, and it's free. It's all free for you. So all you have to do is head to boutiquetrainingacademy.com/inventory. And at that page, you just enter your email and we send it right over to you. Another way to increase sales by 20% over the next 30 days in your boutique business is to look at the inventory you have and be honest with yourself. Did I buy this and it was a mistake? Did I buy this and I haven't really shown it enough? Did I buy this and I underpriced it and I should add some more dollars to it because like that's not why it's selling? Someone thinks there's something wrong with it. The inventory you have is literally money on the shelf. And so if you aren't maximizing how much you're showing that, where you're taking it, the photos that you're taking, if you're still using stock photos, then get off this like and please. I have also a video about that, about how to photograph easily for your boutique business. So go watch that next, okay? But you should be in all the photos. They should be crisp. They should be clear. Even if they're with your phone, that's okay. They just need to be on point with color. And you've got to style the item, okay? Try to style it with other things. Even if it's from things in your closet, you just put that in the description. Say, I've styled this with my own denim because maybe you don't sell denim yet. But I see so many boutique owners that are just like, well, things aren't selling and I don't know what to do. Keep trying. You have to keep trying. That's the big piece of all this, is that when you have a boutique, it's literally not just buy stuff and sell it. That's not how it is. There's so many more nuances to it. If you want to actually learn my specific step-by-step strategy on how to increase your sales by 20% over the next 30 days, guaranteed, you can go here, click this link, boutiqueclasses.com. That's going to bring you right to that page. It's going to tell you all about the program. It's a short mini course, but we have insane results from people who have retired their husbands, who've hit 100K a month just from using these exact same strategies. So I'm going to let you head over there, boutiqueclasses.com. That is where you can get my sales and inventory mini course. That's going to, crazily enough, help you grow your boutique 20% in sales over the next 30 days. Seriously, it works. I'm going to put a link to a video all about that right above me, so you can watch that next. Thanks so much for sticking around. I'll see you on my next video. Here's to making lots of friends and making lots of money.